The old ones like to say that there are many strange and mysterious things in this world. Some wondrous, some funny, powerful or small. But everything has a purpose, they say. Everything that happens is a gift from life itself, if for nothing else than to teach us a lesson. This is a story about a snake. Four hunters went into the great mountains we call Pahasapa, the Black Hills. Hunting was always good there because elk and deer were plentiful. They made camp in a secluded meadow, prepared their weapons, and rested. During the night, one of them awoke to add wood to their fire and saw a frightening and terrible sight. A giant snake had encircled their camp. None of them had ever seen such a thing. It was as if they were all having the same bad dream. The youngest of them whispered, "Perhaps we can kill it with arrows if we all shoot at once." "No," said the oldest. "If we cannot kill it, it will kill us all. We must think of a way to escape, since it seems to be asleep." The moonlight was bright. They could see red and black stripes on the snake. Its back was as high as the hump of a buffalo. It was as long as 20 buffalo standing in a circle, nose to tail. "There is only one thing to do," said the oldest hunter. "We must jump over it." The others yielded to that logic, though not without some misgivings. Clearly, the one place to jump over was where the snake's head and tail came together. It was the lowest spot. "I cannot," whined the youngest. "What if I cannot jump high enough, or if I fall?" The leader, the oldest, pointed to the next man. "Go, take a run and jump." The man stepped back, dashed forward, and jumped, tumbling over the snake's head and into the brush. The next man did likewise. "See," the leader said to the youngest hunter, "they have jumped, and you can too." The young man took deep breaths, stepped back beyond the fire, and ran as hard as he could and jumped. He would have made it, but the snake raised his head and sent the young man crashing to the ground so hard he was knocked out. The snake raised its terrible head and stared at them all with unblinking eyes. After a long wait, the young man began to stir. Strangely, the snake crawled off into the dark forest. The young man came awake and grabbed his head. "The snake spoke to me in my head," he said. "It has asked us to do something for him. If we do not, he will find us and swallow us. We must make a journey north by east until we come to a flat river and follow it into a low valley. There we will find a lodge with a red door and a man with his wife and child, a man with a scar under his eye. He will be expecting us. Two of us must take that man north across the great river until we find a long, narrow lake that is not deep. The man must walk across that lake. The snake said if he crosses to the other side, he will be free to return home." They stayed awake the rest of the night, afraid the snake would return, but it didn't. At sunrise, they headed east by north until they came to a river. The next day, they came to a valley. Not too far into the valley, they came upon a lodge, a lone lodge with a red door. In it lived a man with a young wife and child and a scar under one eye. The hunters were reluctant, but they had been given a task, so they revealed the purpose for their journey. "Yes," said the man with the scar, "I will travel with you." They spent the next day resting and making arrows and talked about the man with the scar. They sensed that he was a good man, but they also saw a quiet sadness about him. Upon the next dawn, three men departed. The young wife stood at the door of her lodge and watched until she could no longer see the travelers. In 10 days, they came to the great muddy river. It took all their strength to cling to a log and swim with it across to the other shore. Around the evening fires, the man with the scar talked easily, but revealed little of himself. As yet, he had said nothing of the snake, not a question did he ask. The only certainty was that he had been expecting the hunters to come to his lodge, as they had. 15 days after crossing the great muddy river, they came to a long lake that curved much like the new moon. The hunters could sense something powerful, and there were no animals, no birds, only a strange silence. The man with the scar spoke not at all after they found the lake. That evening he went off alone, and the hunters could hear him singing his death song. As the moon rose, he returned and spoke to his companions. "Tomorrow I will walk into the lake, as you told me I must do. I think I know what awaits me in the water. If I do not reach the other side, take my things home to my wife. Be so kind to see her back home to her people. Ask her also what you want to know about me. She will tell you." Dawn came. The waters of the lake shimmered. Soon the sun rose over the edge of the earth. The man with the scar removed his shirt and leggings, standing only in his breech clout and moccasins. Singing his death song, he entered the water. There was no wind. The lake was calm and shallow. A strange silence filled the air. The man walked farther and farther into the lake. The hunters stood on the shore and watched. The width of the lake was no more than an arrow could fly from a strong bow. When the man reached the middle, the water rose to his chest. It was then that something happened behind him. There was motion. The water began to move as if boiling. Something dark broke the surface. Then the man with the scar was taken under. The lake once more became calm and flat, as if nothing had happened. The hunters knew that the man was gone, but they waited, hoping. The morning passed. There was nothing but the strained silence. Sadly, they gathered up his shirt, leggings, bow and arrows, and began their journey home. 20 days passed, and he returned to the lodge with the red door. The hunters gave the man's belongings to his widow. "I must return to my own village," she said. They traveled south by east, and the young widow spoke not at all. Though she cooked for them, she kept her thoughts to herself. After 15 days they came to a large encampment, and she was welcomed home by her family. The hunters were invited to stay as long as they chose. One evening, the young widow came to their camp. "I must tell you of my husband," she said. "As a young man, he had a friend who became a powerful medicine man, one who turned to the darker side of the powers he had and became a helper for bad spirits. My husband turned away from him, so the medicine man used his powers to take my husband's first wife away from him. Even then, my husband would not give in. The medicine man was shamed in front of the people. He went crazy and died that way. A bad spirit came to my husband. He said my husband had to choose the shame of banishment or watch his own village go crazy like the medicine man did. My husband chose banishment. The spirit told him that one day 4 men would come for him, but that he would never know when. He wanted my husband to think that each day would be his last. My father told me the story of this brave and honorable man and sent me to him so that his kind of honor and bravery would not die with him. And so, I have his child." The hunters returned to their village. When asked why they had been away so long, they would only say that they had lost their way and made a long journey. But in time, they told the story of that long journey. And it was noticed that the 4 hunters who shared that journey were the humblest and most honorable men in the village. Perhaps it is difficult to believe in giant snakes. I have lived long enough to know that there is much I don't know. I can't say for certain that giant snakes don't exist, because in my life I have seen many things that may seem unbelievable to some, or just normal to others, like a man walking on the moon. For certain, there are many wonders, powerful and mysterious things that we may experience in our journey that is this life. I hope one of them is honor.